It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the Smith & Wesson booth, the 2013 SHOT Show. This time my guest is the lovely Julie Golub. Julie, welcome.
Thank you.
We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
How are you holding up at the show?
SHOT Show is a crazy week, but it's kind of like Christmas for shooters and the industry, so it's a great place to be and a lot of fun.
Well, there's a level of energy here, just seeing all of the people, seeing friends, some people you don't see any other time of the year. But I'm physically tired on day three of the show, and I'm not pregnant.
You don't want to see my ankles.
That's fun stuff. That, though, does kind of affect you when it comes to shooting right now.
It does to a certain degree, but obviously I'm not in big competition mode at the moment, and it'll be a little while before I hit the circuit. But sometimes it's good to take a break. I did that 4 or 5 years ago with my first child and came back even stronger, so I'm hoping that's going to be the case. Motherhood makes you tenacious.
Right. Well, definitely. Well, fatherhood, too, to an extent. I can speak to that. How much, if at all, are you doing any kind of dry fire or any other kind of muscle memory type work to kind of keep your edge for shooting maybe after the baby's born?
That I've kind of put things on hold just to a certain degree because pregnancy pants don't have belt loops. And I'm not as flexible and that sort of thing. But it's a good time to watch videos and learn and study technique and kind of figure out what you want to do and how you want to become a better shooter and be honest with yourself, like, okay, I really need to improve on this skill or that skill and everything else.
Excellent. Well, you've got a number of irons in the fire, even though shooting is not the top priority right now. There's a bunch of other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I stay pretty busy.
Talk about the book. It continues to draw a crowd and be successful.
It is. It's in its second printing, and I've had 6 different book signings here at SHOT Show, which is very exciting, thanks to Smith & Wesson, Safari Lands, and Rumpf Outdoor Titles. So it's doing great, better than I even imagined. I think it's something that was needed for people to get out there and learn about shooting sports in an easy way, in a comfortable way, all in one place.
Yeah, it's welcoming to the novice shooter, and there are things in there for the more experienced shooter, too.
Absolutely. I think what people don't realize is there are so many shooting sports out there. You cover how many sports on Shooting USA? I mean, it's staggering.
Yeah.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg, and there are so many from just the NRA and USPSA, IDP, IPSC, you name it, there are a wide variety. So just even writing the book, discovering how many there are out there was it was humbling.
Right. The book's called Shoot. Once again, we're talking with Julie Golub, and we're here at the Smith & Wesson booth. What else is going on? I know you're doing a lot on the internet, in the social media world, talking about everything from cooking wild game.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoy that stuff because you and I, we talk all the time about
Absolutely.
How I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm delving into more and more venison.
Yeah.
Thankfully, with the help of my brother-in-law, Gabe Watts.
Uh-huh.
A little plug in there for my venison source right now. But he actually, and the fact that I've been doing more of that is driving me back towards making time to go to the field and actually hunt and harvest clean meat.
Yeah. It's been a wonderful experience for me, and I think when it comes to the cooking stuff and everything else that I'm doing on the internet, I think it's more important than ever for shooters to realize that, we need to reach out to people and show that we're more than just gun people. We're diverse, and we love different things, and we have values that everybody has, especially now, and to really reach out and be good ambassadors to people who want to get involved in shooting and shooting sports and that sort of thing.
It's critical. It's critical right now. I mean, it always has been, but especially now.
Yeah.
Because this current debate is a very polarizing one.
Absolutely.
And it's easy for a couple of people who might not very well represent the shooting community as a whole to get publicity and then cast a bad shadow. So.
Well, you can't put shooters in a box. I mean, we come from all walks of life, and we have so many different hobbies, but we're all people at the end of the day, and we are all passionate. We're, it's the shooters are wonderful people, and I think that's important to convey. And the internet is our friend.
Right.
It's just such a wonderful tool for people to get information.
Well, I in the phone-in interview that we did on the podcast a month and a half ago or so, I gave you all of the credit for inspiring me to do this. And once again, I have to revisit that. You know, it was our conversation at IDPA Nationals last year that started me down the road to researching what needed to be done to create the Shooting USA podcast. So once again, it's, you know, Julie had a big hand in getting this thing started. But the reason I'm getting into that is because you now are part of a regular podcast also.
Yes, it's called Gun Girl Radio. And basically we talk about all the things that women are interested in as far as shooting and shooting sports and getting involved. And it's with one of my fellow shooters, Randy Rogers. Mm-hmm. And we have a good time. We talk about our life and what's going on. And we're going to spotlight each of the different shooting sports and answer a lot of questions. And it's a great way for people to reach out and be heard and, you know, ask questions. And you know, I mean, look at how mm-hmm. successful the Shooting USA podcast has been so far.
In 3 months, it's instant gratification for people. We can communicate and we can get input mm-hmm. from people. What do they want to see? What do they want to hear about? And it works in your case also.
Absolutely. From a shooting sports standpoint to just getting more women involved in shooting in general and answering those questions in a non-intimidating way.
Right. What's next on the horizon? I know it's, you know, we're going to continue through the next couple of months, another trimester and a little bit more or
yeah,
so. But
yeah.
What are we looking forward to, you know, beyond the birth of the second child?
Well, I'm very excited to come back for some Impossible Shots filming. I've already
yes.
got some good ideas in the works.
That, super popular stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be fun. Well, it's always fun,
yeah.
Let's face it. And so there's that. And maybe I'll be back on the circuit by as early as September. We'll have to see. But, you know, you just never know, you know. And first and foremost, got to get the baby out and healthy and everything. But I'll definitely be back for 2013.
Good stuff. One thing worth noting, we did a story on you becoming the only shooter in USPSA history to capture all six national titles. And that particular segment has finally found a home in a show that will run the first week of February.
Oh, yay.
So get ready for that because it draws on some of the video that I created when we did the profile of you that
okay.
goes back to all of the,
yeah.
the pictures of you growing up and the video yeah. from the Army and so on and so
yeah.
forth. But then it gets into that. The story of that otherwise unprecedented accomplishment.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's, you know, being a part of the Smith & Wesson family has made that all possible. You know, with the Army team, I got to shoot the open and limited division in USPSA. But if it wasn't for Smith & Wesson and the wide, diverse product line that
right.
we have here, that wouldn't be possible. So it's been an amazing journey.
Fantastic stuff. Well, that's pretty much it. I appreciate the time,
no,
Julie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Thank you.